The Spies Next Door. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Not even a week after President Obama shared a burger with the President of Russia, the FBI has arrested 11 accused Russian spies. Their mission? Go into deep cover, live as ordinary Americans do, and feed information to Moscow's center about nuclear weapons, the president, congressional politics, and Afghanistan. Neighbors were shocked.
They were young, attractive.
Just did nice family stuff. We had no idea.
Which, of course, is the whole point. Appear normal while sending invisible ink messages, decoding radiograms. One suspect sat in a New York coffee shop with her laptop in a tote bag while her contact drove by in a van, connected to her computer using Wi-Fi, and downloaded the secrets.
That's very like Natalia and Boris, you know?
I think he means Natasha. But could it be that the spies were losing sight of the mission? The charging papers mention exactly one specific spying incident, a 2004 meeting with a government employee concerning nuclear weapons research. Meantime, the undercover agents in Boston were spending a lot of money on travel and education. The New Jersey couple told Moscow they'd fit in better if they bought a house. And after digging up a buried package of money, the Seattle couple got business degrees at the University of Washington. Yes, Moscow, we are gathering many secrets here. Just keep those packages coming. I mean, if your mission is to feed Moscow information about the president, congressional politics, Afghanistan, seriously, just read Rolling Stone. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.